Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Black women, athletes, black folkmen, float
What's terrific is Jack and Bill, the best black women that ever
Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Might through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
BlackAthlete.com. Welcome to TLC. I'm Kenneth Gray. Hope you have a good Saturday. It's our guy, this will be the Georgia on CBS. Call me at 646-727-3649. Thanks, this black guy, this one that was responding to another year. Hope you enjoy the show. Check out our sponsors. See my Bulls Market at 270 Street. Central California. 510-235-1233. The New England Informer. Norrie Way, CEO of Buzz Mentors. And this week, she'll be on the air with me, Norrie Way. New England Informer Magazine. www.soundbiteradio for African American News. Midway at WVON 1090 AM Chicago. With Anita Jackson. And reported roundtable show. Listen online at WVON.com. Also, Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN, Soul Radio in the Raw. Every Saturday at radio.com. 7 to 1, Pacific 2 to 4, Eastern. We are, don't come over here. Speak your mind. 718-508-9216. That's before me. Get your Philly, New York groove on with the Soul Patrol. And Soul Radio in the Raw. My second home, WCLM. 1450 at WCMI.com. Sports Talk with Cowboy Reggie. Missouri Cobb, the G-Man, Glenn Brown. All-Bay Coach Lou Anderson. With HBCU News, 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern Time. Want to get your old school on? Listen to P.T. Brown and P.T. Brown Get Down. Weekdays, and don't forget, on Saturday, the little old Missy Man. Every Saturday afternoon. Listen to WCM 1450. And WCM Online, the art and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Thank you, Roy Rogers, CEO of BSN in New York City. The family of BS and writers. And broadcast. We can't forget 707 and 609 for their support. We get it on.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
If you're looking for real talk on sports, politics, and other important issues, tune in to The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. L.A. Bachelor and Tony McClain look to enlighten, empower, and educate people on the topics that people are talking about, but discuss them from a social, economical, and racial standpoint. It's sports, breaking news, updates, politics, great guests, and music in between. It's The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen at www.thebachelorpad.biz. That's www.thebachelorpad.biz. Follow us at facebook.com/padnation and at Pad for Truth on Twitter. That's at Pad4Truth.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Pocket is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory, because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
Join the Cove Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, on Facebook.com. And tell the DOC what you want to hear on this show. Visit www.blackaddy.com and get a different look at sports in the sports world. Call me at 646-727-3649. And the article this week is the Oscar Pistorius and the bizarre case of his alleged murder of his girlfriend, which I still believe is roid rage. This is a sad day for the disabled community. He was a hero, a star, a rebel. He fought the establishment and he beat the OIC as he competed in the London Games against able-bodied males, which is the ultimate challenge of all disabled athletes. I ever won bowling in the bowling league will attest to that. Also sad news from Tennessee. Cleopas Staples, a staple singer, passed away, 82 years old, and his famous song, I Get You There, the lead singer with Bob Staples, Cleopas Staples, passed away this week at the age of 82 years old. All right, we got news of the week. The NBA ousted Billy Hunter as union representative by unanimous vote. The players are happy with the current contract and why they signed it. The West beat the East 145-138 in a game that I don't watch. No defense. It's all showtime. And I know that's the way the NBA wants it. And that's okay. But I just don't want to watch. Kobe Bryant to LeBron James at the end of the game. Remember, folks, it's just a game. And that's the way LeBron plays it. It's a game. Whereas Kobe is dead serious. He's gonna lose. Black Mama played with keeps. But while LeBron is having fun, and Kobe is just like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't like to lose either. So when the East played, and Michael Jordan, they didn't lose that many games either. Right now, the West, McCoy and Bryant, they're not losing games either. The Los Angeles Lakers are mourning as they lose Dr. Jerry Buss, who passed away 80 years old. The man who rebuilt Lakers championships by Magic Johnson. And NBA championships. 16 championship series. There's 19 in that. I mean, think about that. 10 NBA championships. 16 since 1989. What other general manager has this record? I don't know. So we'll see. Oh, we got a call. 716. Okay, 716, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, it's Mighty Oba.
It is the Mighty Oba. How you doing, man?
WUFO, Buffalo.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Good, how you doing?
Okay, I want to talk about the Buffalo Bills stadium. What's going on there?
Well, we're trying to get it done. We had a town forum Thursday, which was well-received, and the momentum is starting to grow. The group that I'm working with is the Greater Buffalo Sports Entertainment Complex, and I think what you're trying to see happen in the Oakland area is similar to what you're going to see around the league now. You've got to come up with innovative ideas to pay for professional franchises. You can't keep putting the liability on the taxpayer with professional franchises anymore. You're going to have to come up with innovative ideas that produces a return on the taxpayer investment of having a professional sports franchise. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, at the moment, at the present time, the Oakland A's are in the process of Major League Baseball to move to Santa Clara County, which is 80 miles south of Oakland. In the process, the Oakland Coliseum, the Oakland Coliseum complex, if the A's move and the Raiders go back to L.A., and the Warriors go across the Bay of San Francisco, that place will be an empty stadium.
Right. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you know that hurts the municipality. What we're trying to do is get the Bills to come back into the city of Buffalo. They're located 20 miles outside the city of Buffalo,
right,
in Orchard Park, which is in the middle of nowhere. We're trying to get them back into the city of Buffalo, build a multi-use facility which can be used year-round for conventions, trade shows, concerts, tourism, and different events year-round, which will offset the cost that we have of having the Buffalo Bills here in Western New York. The Buffalo Bills receive more than $16 million a year in taxpayer assistance to operate. We're saying we're going to take that $16 million investment and bring it back 10 to 20 times fold by making a multi-use facility that can be used year-round and which changes the economic region of Western New York. It's a similar model that was done in Indianapolis, Indiana, and has since then helped that area host its first Super Bowl, attract four new brand new hotels in downtown Indianapolis, attract 4,700 new hotel rooms, and help to create 4,200 permanent jobs as part of that complex, also to help create and spur the development of 60,000 human services and tourism jobs in the Indianapolis region.
And the stadium is going to look like the Indianapolis area, going to look like the one in Dallas.
Well, this one is going to be a unique design. Of course, it's designed by the same people that designed the stadium in Dallas and Indianapolis is the group that we're working with here in Western New York, HKS, probably one of the leading stadium designers in the world. They have done outstanding work and have basically worked hand-in-hand with the National Football League. So We definitely have a group that I would say there's going to be some similarities, but all of their projects seem to be very unique. And I think it will probably be between the two. This is a 72,000-seat stadium with a retractable roof.
Yeah.
That can be broken down into a smaller facility for basketball games, concerts, conventions, and what have you. It's a facility that can be used year-round that will produce revenue year-round, unlike the facility we have that is out of date and plus it's only used 7 to 9 times a year.
Will the Buffalo Bills still play in Canada like 2 games, or will this be straight up in Buffalo?
Well, they have already signed an agreement to play another 5 years in Toronto. So, you know, the current Bills organization has already agreed to do that, and I would assume that'll be honored. It's going to take 5 to 7 years to build out a project like this. So that agreement won't be in effect when this project is done. So it would have to either be renegotiated or eliminated. Whoever is the owner of the Buffalo Bills will make that decision.
When they play in Canada, how does the money work out in Canada? I mean, how do they work it out with the team in Buffalo?
Well, the Canadian games have been a disaster. They've never sold out. All it's done is hurt the Buffalo Bills truly. You know, if it's a crucial game, you're going to a neutral site. And it's not I never was for the games being in Canada. That's just a money grab of Ralph Wilson. He gets $9.6 million per game. The last agreement was $9.6 million. I think he's getting $8 million per game on the new agreement. But he only gets $6 million at the gate at Ralph Wilson Stadium. So it's nothing but a money grab for him.
Oh, man. And you said it's a five-year deal, right? 5 years, 5 more years?
The next deal is for 5 years at about $40 million, so that's about $8 million a game. The last deal was 5 years at over $72 million, and he was getting around a little over $9 million per game. So this is an additional money option. They say it's to help regionalize the franchise. I don't see that rationale anywhere where it helps to regionalize the franchise, but it is what it is. And the Buffalo Bills have, you know, this is a decision they've made, and it fits into the build-out of this new stadium. If we can get the land option on this new stadium, you got a 5 to 7 year build-out on the project.
Okay, let me put you're a general manager of the Bills right now. How would you improve the Bills on the field? Who would you draft? Why would you draft that person?
Oh, if I was the general, I'd draft Geno Smith. I think your quarterback play has been below par over the last 10 to 15 years. And Geno Smith is the best quarterback in this draft. I would draft him at the number 8 slot if he falls. If there's another team that takes him before then, I would try to cut a deal to get him. And then I would try to strengthen my offensive line. And you're going to need some linebackers because our linebackers are relatively inexperienced.
Yeah.
And you need to strengthen your linebacking play on this team as a whole. You're going to have to address some of your needs, free agency. You're going to need to add another receiver, either a veteran receiver or a draft choice. I'm a guy that's always thinking that improving your offensive line is a no-brainer. So I had the Bills taking at least 2 offensive linemen in this draft. Also, they decided not to re-sign George Wilson to this team. He's been a main part of the Buffalo Bills for 8 years, and he was captain, one of the co-captains on the defense. He's now re-signed with Tennessee Titans, so you're going to need a safety on your roster. You know, you've got 2 or 3 safeties, but you always need some backups and someone to nurture into the position itself. But my main focus would be the best quarterback that I could get. I think there's not, you know, there's always people that you don't know about or who's not highly regarded by the so-called pundits. But I think Geno Smith, to me, is the best player in this draft. And if I'm the Buffalo Bills, knowing how bad my quarterback play was the last few years, that would be the first person I draft.
Well, who is the best quarterback in the league right now? Because see, why I ask that question is because we have a plethora of black quarterbacks in the league now. Robert Griffin III, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, Josh Freeman, Cam Newton, Seneca Wallace, Michael Vick, and then Dixon. They're starters. Now, you got backup, Terrell Pryor, Daisy Campbell, Josh Johnson, Danny Lewis, Joe Webb. I mean, these guys are not scrubs. They're good ball players.
Oh, yeah. We've got one of them, Tavares Jackson. We just re-signed him. But they re-signed him, and the Bills didn't even let him touch the field this year. He wasn't active for one day. And that shows
that's because of ownership. We need to get more black ownership and more black GMs.
I would think so. We need to be in ownership anyway, and absolutely you need more black GMs. What was done to Tavares Jackson this year is a prime example. I have no clue what the Buffalo Bills are thinking about this year, because obviously the new coach came in and said, I have enough film of this guy to see that he should be competing for a job here. The Bills didn't even let him touch the field. He wasn't even active for one game.
Yeah.
And that tells me that there's something wrong. And they brought him back and let the backup go. The backup was Tyler Thigpen. He didn't touch the field either. So they let Tyler Thigpen go, and you bring back the guy who wasn't even given an opportunity. Something's not right.
Well, I always go back to ownership. We got to get more ownership in the league. And the NFL got to do better than what it's doing. We only have three African American coaches. That's Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Minnesota. I mean, that's the lowest it's been since the 80s.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, hey, and you can't name one general manager because of the atmosphere. None of them have hired a black coach.
No.
Not one.
No.
Jerry Reese didn't hire a black coach, and neither did Ozzie Newsome.
Well, they were eight opening this year. No, eight openings. You got to get what? We lost one. I mean,
right.
Anybody?
Well, you look at it, Gary. Look at the Super Bowl. Jim Caldwell. This guy went a season. He was almost undefeated. He had one bad year because the team was centered around the quarterback. The whole Indianapolis' whole team, including the defense,
right,
was centered around Peyton Manning. And if Peyton Manning wasn't in that equation, you were going to have a disastrous year. Now, he was run out of town and has not even been given that. You know, you would think that he would get an interview. Andy Reid hadn't made the playoffs in 3 years.
Yeah, and he got interviewed immediately.
First one got a job.
Yeah.
Robbie Smith was 10-6 this year.
It's the old boy network that worked very well.
Now, even in Buffalo, they interviewed Robbie Smith, but they gave the job to Doug Marrone. Doug Marrone does not have the resume of Robbie Smith.
Yeah.
The playing field is not level. The Rooney Rule hasn't helped, maybe so, but
that's a good question. How would you change the Rooney Rule?
It's interesting to find out, and I don't like the, why do we why do we have to have rules when you should be judging a person based on his ability and his performance and his track record? If they would just do that, you wouldn't need a Rooney Rule. But they don't do that. They don't do that. Ray Horton, this guy's got a track record that says you should have been given an opportunity. Sherman Lewis was the architect of the Green Bay offense that won a Super Bowl. Never got a chance. Emmett Thomas, he was an interim coach, but was never a full-time head coach. Ray Rhodes had a winning record. Never was given a full opportunity.
And he gets this guy from Oregon who come out of nowhere. I'm going to tell you, the Eagles are in trouble. They're in serious trouble with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't need defense. I've been telling people all along, you win championships on defense. You can't outscore everybody.
Right. And he's going to have trouble. I think we need fairness in the league. And the league, I don't see the, they think that the Rooney Rule helps because you become a part of the process. To me, it promotes more tokenism.
Yeah.
Whereas you see Jerry Gray every year going on interviews, and he wasn't being considered for those jobs. He was just going on the interview to be part of the process to fulfill, a requirement.
Well, the NCAA is worse. You had 210 schools, and you only had 7 black head coaches. That's worse than the NFL.
And 3 of those black coaches are more qualified than Kelly from Oregon.
Yeah.
Snow. The guy from Texas A&M, and the gentleman from
Louisville. Yeah.
Right, and Strong. I mean, these guys had outstanding years. I mean, Louisville beat a top 3 opponent in a bowl game. He didn't even get an interview. Perry Fuel won a Super Bowl as defensive coordinator, was an interim coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Never got serious consideration for an interview. And that to me is troublesome, and the commissioner did address it, but I don't, I think you can put all the rules you want in place, but as long as you got a good old boy network that is not judging people based on their ability and their resumes, there's always going to be a problem.
Well, you're welcome to always come to the Cove anytime you got time. I know Buffalo, I know you're busy up in Buffalo, but you're welcome to come into the Cove any day you want to come in here. You're glad to come in.
I appreciate that, Gary, and it's always a pleasure, and certainly, we want to do that, and we'll stay in touch and do some networking and get you on my show in the next few weeks.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you for coming on. It's good to hear you.
Take care, Gary.
Right. As Pat Freeman with WUFO of Buffalo, going into the Cove, make a good visit with the Cove, I'm going to take a break in. Pat Freeman from WUFO, he'll come back in 2 weeks, he's busy up in Buffalo. I'm going to take a break here and I'll be back.
Is your house?
Oh, we got a commercial. I'm still here. As the commercial runs, 3 seconds, then we go back to the Cove. And all right.
Thank you.
Okay. Get back to the DLC. Come at 646-727-3649. 25 years ago. 25 years ago. Doug Williams, quarterback for the Grambling State Tigers, won the Super Bowl for the Washington Football Club, beating John Elway and the Denver Broncos, was one of the greatest second quarters of history in the NHL. The NFL, the NFL. Today, 2013, we have Brian Sutters, Robert Griffin III, the Washington Football Club, Russell Wilson, and Seattle Seahawks, Colin Kaepernick, San Francisco 49ers, Josh Freeman, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers, Seneca Wallace, Pittsburgh Steelers, Michael Vick, Tennessee Titans, Philadelphia Eagles, and the backup list is even more impressive. Tavares Jackson of the Buffalo Bills, Terrell Pryor of the Oakland Raiders, Jason Campbell of the Chicago Bears, Josh Johnson and Darius Lewis of the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Webb of the Minnesota Vikings, and these African-Americans, African-American month, Black History Month, these are the men who guide their football teams and should be starting. They're not. So, 25 years ago, I remember it was a great day. I remember Doug Williams, the first quarter, got injured. I said, oh no, he can't be injured. Came back in the second quarter and blew up the Denver Broncos and the Washington Football Club, and he became the MVP of the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. And grabbed the Tiger. On Thursday, Oscar Pistorius is still thinking about South Africa. And very different than American law, where abuse charges and murder charges against women have been delayed or denied. One of the investigators had recluded himself from the case because he was on a murder case 2 years earlier. This case is getting raggedier and mysterious as days go by. You want to check out the article, look up blackaddy.com for the article. You will see it. All right. And my thing going blank. All right. My Buffalo Sabres, the longest tenure coach in the rough. After 16 years, he's fired by Buffalo Sabres. The GM might be right behind him. And the Buffalo Sabres are continuing to struggle. Their last place. And Thursday was also the NBA trading day. Not many major trades. Kenyon Martin is now a New York Knicks. The Knicks got older. And now, Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. Did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? Did you support black business? Did you buy black yesterday? If not, your homework will be tomorrow, next week. Support your black businesses and black owners. Last week of Black History Month, you need to do this. As I said, King Martin will be in Madison Square Garden this week. in a New York Knicks uniform. The Garden has now become a senior citizen home for basketball players. On Friday, Oscar Pistorius was released on a $100,000 bond, and the trial will be the first week of June. This could be the end of a long journey for Oscar Pistorius, a star in the making, a star going down. The Chicago Blackhawks beat the modern-day point scoring trend, and the Blackhawks beat the San Jose Sharks. The 17th point beginning of the year, first place in the West, and the Sharks are slowly leading, losing games after a great start. San Jose has not won only one game the rest of the way. So they were in first place 3 weeks ago. Now they're barely going to make the playoffs. Last night, the Golden State Warriors beat the tired San Antonio Spurs after 17 tries. Hey, guess what? Number 17 again. The Blackhawks 17. The Warriors 17. So, number 17 now made the Bay Area this time. And yes, the Black Mamba, last night, the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, 40 points. And the Lakers defeat the Portland Trailblazers. On Sunday, Saturday today, it's Bracket Buster Saturday all over the country. No, Michael Lukey is not in it. Indiana State. Give my salute, give my sister school to Sycamores. This proud by Missouri Valley. As Indiana State Sycamores defeat the Iona Hawks. 65-64, a bracket buster Saturday. And more NBC good news. Missouri State defeat Eastern Michigan. 57-54. And Missouri Valley Conference always does well on Bracket Buster Saturday. Indiana and Missouri State that are all right this morning with victories. Georgia loses earlier today. And Louisville beat Seton Hall in New Jersey 29-51. And you know, it's spring training. Start today. The game starts today. Oakland and San Francisco started their spring training. Today, the baseball is now officially started. Yes, it is. I can't believe it already. It's been a year. So, we move on. Today, San Jose, Sacramento State, and San Diego State had a big brawl on the field. They play again today. I hope the umpires can control these two schools. And they don't like each other. Sacramento State and San Diego State don't like each other. So, it's not unusual to have a brawl the first game of the season. Spain's Castillo wins the World Cup Skiing Championship in France. That's the news of the week. Good for them. And we got Reggie over here. CLF, are you there?
What do you say, Big G? How you doing, my man?
I know, Governor Reggie. Good to see you there, bro.
I apologize getting in so late, man. But, you know, you got to multitask, man. So now you got to do a lot of things.
Yeah,
but I want to, if you can, you're talking a little bit about Dana Patrick. Now, she was on the pole of Daytona. Now, you know Daytona is Super Bowl of NASCAR racing.
Yes.
After my check, she went from the pole position to 30th position. Now, that tells you one or two things. That when it comes to the big dance, all bets are off, and that the people she thought was going to be her partner to look out for said, you're on your own. The hell with you. And I still say that there are some out there that resent her being on that track. I don't care what nobody says. I mean, if you notice, she pouts. She throws a fit. I mean, she even tried to have the nerve to want to get in a fight with one of the drivers last year. And I'm like, you done lost a little bit of mind. You got left.
Well, Danica needs to be in the top 1 through 10 in this race. If she doesn't get 1 through 10 in this race, it's a failure. I mean, she has raced 180 times and only won. 180 times she's raced, only won one time. That was in Japan.
And that was a weak field in China. She ran it. I mean, again, I'm not going to disparage anybody that drives a car 190 miles an hour.
Right.
She got more guts than I do, and I wouldn't do it. So I will give her credit. But, I mean, my whole thing, she has a great sponsorship with GoDaddy or whatever.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I don't know, you know, exactly what the novelty is right now, and I'm not saying that trying to be facetious. But I'm just saying, again, that I give her credit. I mean, to do what she's doing as far as getting out there racing, okay. But right now, they say Danica Patrick is in 36th position, you know. And right now, unofficial results, they say Tony Stewart is in first and Earnhardt is in fourth.
Right.
So, you know, that's what's going on right now.
Okay, think about this. What Tiger Woods did for golf, Danica Patrick did for racing. Without Tiger Woods, nobody would be watching golf.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't even racing. It wasn't with Tiger Patrick, nobody would watch that car. So it's like a drawing card. Everybody wants to see a race. I mean,
yeah.
I know. I'll go watch tomorrow. I'll go watch because I want to see how she does.
I agree.
But when Tiger Woods started 8 years ago, I didn't know anything about golf at all. Now I know what par is, what a birdie is, what a five par is. I'm telling you, Tiger Woods educated me. It ain't even the answer to Patrick. I'm learning more about NASCAR. I ever knew before.
Mhm.
And that's a good thing for NASCAR.
You're right. You know, you're right 100% of what you say, Gary. You're right.
I want to know about this Washington Football Club and RG3. What's going on there, Washington, man?
Well, again, the Washington football team is trying to rush this guy back. They've already put out a runner's report that he's ahead of schedule. And how do they know? The doctor of performance surgery said he's ahead of schedule. Well, RG3 went to his tweet and said, not so fast. Now, I'm here trying to get myself rehab, but I'm going to do what's best for me. That was on his Twitter account, and I'm glad he said that. He did have an ad out there, I think, saying I'm all in, you know, talking about the first game. But you cannot rush Mother Nature. I'm sorry, you know. I mean, just how Adrian Peterson came through, you know, and let him come back 100%. First thing is quiet whispers of steroid use, quiet whispers of drugs he used to build himself up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a catch-22. If he does come back, well, first thing they're going to say is, well, you know that, you know, he took drugs. You know, we need to
You know,
so, I mean,
I hope RG3 takes it slowly and understands that the game will be there. He can wait end of month or end of year to get healthy again. My opinion.
That's the thing I told Mike about Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb, again, came to the Washington football team and they mistreated him. And I think Donovan McNabb, in my humble opinion, told them point blank that what you guys did was wrong. And I guarantee you what's going to happen is that you're going to, you know, pay the price for it.
Well, I'm so happy that the Shanahan clan, including his son, who, by the way, a young 20-something-year-old, is trying to tell Don Linnell how to plan his feet. Now, that is the ultimate insult.
Yeah. Your cousin.
I'm trying to, you know, work with him.
Your cousin was on earlier, man. Your cousin was, Buffalo was on earlier.
Oh, okay, great. I'm sorry I missed that.
Good interview, man. Glad he came on.
Yeah, good, yeah. Like, again, I know he's not saying this, though. You know, we've been dealing with a family issue.
Yeah, yeah, he came on for a good 20 minutes. It was nice interview,
Good, well, I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, you think it's
D.C., man? Well, we tried, man. Like I said, you know, the bottom line right now, and Robert Griffin, you know, they're using him as their cash cow in order to sell. And I understand capitalism, have no problem with it, but still, the bottom line right now, my humble opinion, is that when they're more interested in putting butts in the seats and not this man's future, I mean, Tim Legler, if you remember him, he came back too early with the then Baltimore Wizards. Then, you know, he shortened his career. And so I'm just saying again, I'm hoping that Bob Griffin Jr. III do the right thing.
Yeah, I do too. I hope he's not rushing.
Me.
Yeah. What about your baseball team?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's pretty excited about him right now. I mean, again, they think Bryce Fox maybe can go ahead and come back and struggle after his last rookie year. They didn't get rookie of the year. And David Johnson, this will be his last year. And David Johnson right now, you know, has definitely been excited. But the bottom line is this team is built to win now, but still the Braves with their trades, with the Upton brothers showing that they're not going to lay down. Philly's not going to lay down. And Toronto, my
New York Mets is going to be a last race. Virginia, yeah. All right, I'm ready. We'll take a break. get a little that was the NDA, the Gates of Paradise.
Hi, this is Kathleen of The Kathleen Wells Show. We've been on a full year, and it's been a fabulous run, and you're going to want to join us. In fact, right now, we're doing a series called Voices from Palestine. My executive producer, Donna Nassour, she's in the Middle East, and she's conducting interviews right now with Palestinians in the West Bank, Palestinians in Bethlehem, Palestinians in East Jerusalem. And those interviews will be played on my show. So you're going to want to join us Wednesday from 2 to 3 on KCAA right here to hear Voices from Palestine. You don't want to miss it. Join me.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Pocket is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory, because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
If you're looking for real talk on sports, politics, and other important issues, tune in to The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. L.A. Bachelor and Tony McClain look to enlighten, empower, and educate people on the topics that people are talking about, but discuss them from a social, economical, and racial standpoint. It's sports, breaking news, updates, politics, great guests, and music in between. It's The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen at www.thebachelorpad.biz. That's www.thebachelorpad.biz. Follow us at facebook.com/padnation and at Pad for Truth on Twitter. That's at @pad4truth.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
Dragon Busting Saturday afternoon, Indiana State did the Dragon Busting, they beat them 65-64. Missouri State Bears beat the Eastern Michigan 57-54. Two Dragon Busters from Missouri Valley Conference. Thank you, Missouri Valley, for a great morning so far. That's how you play tonight. Nothing hard. Seriously. They won four conference games all year. Next year's rookie this year. Sunday, the Bears keep their Golden Bears keep their and they beat the regular season victory over the USC Trojans. It's stormed by with a 10-point deficit, and the coach got suspended for pushing a player in the middle of the second period. The Weed Suckers of Wichita State led by Illinois and Redbirds 58-57 to keep first place in the Missouri Valley Conference. Wednesday, the Jayhawks led by the Cowboys of Oklahoma State a double overtime. And the Jayhawks win their 10th Big 12 title in a row. The Zags in the West Coast Conference will probably get number one spot in Martin Madness, and they defeat Santa Clara 85-42. On Thursday, the Bears continue as they beat the Oregon Ducks. Totally destroyed the Oregon Ducks. And Stanford beat the Oregon State Beavers. On the ladies' side, the Florida State Noles, Lady Noles, defeat the North Carolina Lady Tar-Heels 80-83. Lady Cardinal and Lady Bears defeat the USC schools on Sunday. And then again on Friday beat the Oregon schools. So Lady Bears and Lady Cardinal are 1-2 in the back 10. Monday, the Lady Bears of Baylor beat the Huskies of UConn, Brittany Grenier, who has 27 points, and become the 8th player in history to get 3,000 points. HBCUs, the top 5 teams, look at Central Eagles, Norfolk State Spartans, the Southern Jaguars, Savannah State Tigers, and Tennessee State Tigers, 1-5. Monday, the Norfolk State Eagles continue to roll undefeated in conference, and they defeat the Athens Pirates 62-59. Bring the Pirates out of the conference race. The NC Eagles, Central Eagles, fall number 2 in HBCU rankings, as they got beat by South Carolina in a 1-game behind Norfolk State now. The Savannah State beat A&T Aggies 59 to keep their MEAC title open alive with 3 games to go regular season. Wednesday, the Hampton Pirates came back and they defeat Maryland Eastern Shore 63-59. On the ladies' side, no contest. Lady Hampton Pirates are 18-5, undefeated in conference. Number 2, a distant second, is North Carolina A&T Lady Aggies, 57, 7-2, with 3 games left to go in the NBA scene. on Monday. Lady Bird continued to roll as they defeat Spartans 82-42. And they command the MEAC division on their way to their third title in 4 years. The Howard Lady Bison continued to chase the Pirates, but I think it's a lost cause. And they beat Bethune Cookman 61-27. The Lady Aggies had 3 games to go. Only hope is to have the Pirates lose 3 games and the Aggies win 3 games. But I don't know what happened. And they defeat the Band-Aid 67-45. On Wednesday, Lady Pirates continue their quest. And they defeat Maryland Eastern Shore 78-47. And they indeed had a monstrosity defense. They were smothering you to death. And as they did the every AC this year, smothering team to death. And they played 3 of the lower seeds this week and a half. So it's almost a guarantee the Lady Pirates. We'll get number one seed in the MEAC tournament. And we will be right on top of the tournament in the next 2 weeks. Speaking of tournament, we have to go with the CIAA. CIAA in the Northern Division. Elizabeth City and Lincoln, Pennsylvania are tied at 8-6. 59 overall, and I don't know what they're going to do for playoffs. It might be a toy card flip for number one seed in that tournament. In the third division, Winston-Salem State wins the conference at 12-2. In the women's division, Elizabeth City State follows the men, and they are 13-1, and they are class of the CIAA. In the third division, it's Fayetteville State. I expect Fayetteville State and Elizabeth City State to meet in the championship, which starts on Tuesday night. We will get the pairings on Sunday. The pairings for CIAA on Sunday will be pairings. And here are the games today. The last game of the season for CIAA. Last game of the season today. When the Salem State is at Livingston College. Down in Seasmith is at Shaw. Bowie State is at Elizabeth City Dayton. Virginia State is at Lincoln. Fayetteville State is at St. Augusta, St. Augustine. And Virginia Union is at Swan. On the men's side. On the women's side, it's almost identical as if, Yeah, it's identical. So, we got a man and a woman, same thing. Wrapping up the NCAA. MEAC today. We got Aggies or at Central Eagles. Someone say it's Howard. Some guy say that Bowie. Bethune-Cookman, Norfolk State is at Delaware State, and Savannah State is at Florida A&M. That's the women. The men are in bracket buster tournament today. They're all over the country. St. Peter's at Hampton. hell did you win this one? I got a date at Bazookoman. Dumbest date at Howard. Dumbest date at Everest Dayton. A&T at that room. We got that room. And they have it for the MEAD men. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll take a break and go back after this music interlude. When you're in the commercials, I get slick now. The commercials are on the muting now. We have to wait for that now.
Listen,
LA Lakers, look at as they defeat the Boston Celtics 113-99. At the first game at Staples Center since Dr. Buss passed away. All five stars are double figures, and the Lakers claw to get back into the playoffs. The Golden State Warriors 7. Now the losing streak will be the Suns. And Marjan, Coach Anchor Marjan said it was the biggest game of their career. They beat the Phoenix Suns 109-98. The Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday, back-to-back game with the Bucks. And they defeat the Bucks 97-94. And it was a very boring game to the end, which most NBA games are. And then to come a reserve player behind to beat the Bucks again, Williams made two free throws to seal the deal for the Nets. The Houston Rockets, James Harden, come back to beat the Thunder. The Houston Rockets beat the Thunder 122-119. As Harden gets double-double, 29 points, and Jeremy Lin 2022-29 victory of Houston over Oklahoma City. On Thursday, Miami Heat sent a message to Chicago Bulls, only team in the Heat division that can stop them, except for New York Knicks. The Heat sent a message to Chicago Bulls, 86-67, with Miami defense. And LeBron James got 27 points as they solidify number one spot in the Eastern Conference. Nobody gonna beat this team because this team plays when it wants to. They lose against bad teams and they beat up against the good teams. So they're not gonna they come and go where they please. The San Antonio Spurs sent a message to the LA Clippers at Tony Parker sent Chris Paul's school by meters. Parker shut down Chris Paul and the Spurs beat up the LA Clippers 116-92. And the Spurs came to Oakland last night. They were tired bunch of boys. As the Golden State Warriors beat the Spurs last night in overtime. They had the NBA short week. This week will be longer because regular season over All-Star. We move on to the NHL. The NHL on the DLC. Man of the Washington Capitals to a 3-2 victory. and the capitalists cannot beat the literary devils. They try over and over again to keep falling down. The devils are more disciplined, and the capitalists are just they have no identity. What I would do if I was a capitalist, I would get rid of number 8. I'm saying that number 8 is not doing the capitalists any good. Old Mexican needs to understand the word teamwork, which Old Mexican doesn't understand. The capitalists are now in last place in the East, where they belong. They're not playing teamwork. The Panthers called the Philadelphia Flyers, but Huberdeau scored 2 goals, and I think he loves South Philly because he beat the Flyers last night in South Philly. And Huberdeau scored 2 goals, and the Panthers beat the Flyers 5-2 on Thursday night. Nabokov, yeah, the old San Jose Sharks goalie Nabokov, may have found a home in Long Island as the New York Islanders beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-3. Nabokov made 30 saves in an overtime victory. The Ottawa Senators defeat the New York Rangers, and the New York Rangers are in trouble. They're not scoring like they're supposed to score. And Senators beat the Rangers in overtime with the Matrix Man. Yeah, Matrix Man come up again. Greg Anderson, and he played with a sprained ankle until the last period, and then Ben Mitchell came in to end the game as the Senators beat the Rangers 3-2. The Boston Bruins, number 2 in the East, may have found a goalie. Tuukka Rask shut down Lightning 4-2 as Orton scored 2 goals. The Vancouver Canucks get down early in the game, but they come back with the brother tandem of the Sedin brothers. And the Sedin brothers defeat the Dallas Stars. The Vancouver beats Dallas 4-2. My Stars of the Week. Number 3 is Ben Bishop, who stopped 30 jersey goals in the 10-2-1 victory Monday afternoon. My number 2 star is goalbrother Wayne Simmonds of the Philadelphia Flyers, who got a Gordie Howe hat trick. You know, y'all know what Gordie Howe hat trick is. It's a goal, assist, and a fight. That's a Gordie Howe hat trick. Number 1 star of the week is goalbrother Ray Emery, goalie of the Chicago Blackhawks, who remain undefeated with victories on Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday, giving them the NHL record for 17 points at the beginning of a game. So there you have the NHL news for the day. We're going to move on, get a little break here for a bit. Hold on. Give me a minute. Gold. It's a little 50-year-old Korean New Zealander. Can we take a give a third place? And this girl won one tournament already. And third place. So look out. We may have another Tiger, a female Tiger Woods in her hand. And then your goal has played in two of the three tournaments that she's played in. We will see. They're in Thailand this weekend for the Honda LPGA Thailand Classic. And yes, Lydia Ko will be there. And the Pro Bowl Association Tour, the Todd Renahan All-State Midwest Central Open in Arlington Heights, Illinois. And here's the bowling rankings for current rankings. Mike Vegas number one, Chris Barr number two, Sean Red number three, Tommy Jones number four, All American number five, from Finland is Mika Kovalami. Okay, for the women is Gary Kublak. American and Missy Bergen, American, Liz Johnson, Deidre Asbury, John Pulaski, and Bridget Bogar from Germany, and Lin Ning from Singapore. Those are women bowlers. 1-7. Ladies start their season in 3 weeks, March 15th, with major tournaments. And it's surprising to see that Liz Johnson is still bowling in the BBA. Last weekend, Serena Williams, who owned Maria Sharapova, we in defeat Sharapova in the Gozar Classic to reach the finals and become the oldest player, number one, on the Classic one day, because Veronica Azarenka beat her in the finals. So Azarenka number one and Serena Williams number two. Rafael Nadal wins the Brazil Open, and Brother Man Juan Martin de Barroto wins the AMRO World Tennis Championship. Go ahead, brother. Milos Ranko beats Tommy Oz in the San Jose Sub Championship, which will be moving out of the Bay Area this year. We're going to Tennessee this year. The women are at the U.S. Indoor Open Tennis Classic right now at Memphis, Tennessee. As we discussed earlier about Danica Patrick taking a pole position in NASCAR, which is running right now. Danica Patrick became the first female in the history of the games to take a pole position. And they need to get a 1-9 to finish, or it'll be very disappointing. I think Danica Patrick needs to win this thing. I could be wrong, but I really feel like Danica Patrick needs to win this today, or NASCAR is in trouble. We got people want to see her win. People want to see her be a force in the NASCAR circuit. So far, it hasn't happened. So, we'll see. Tomorrow, check it out. The first five of the Danica Patrick won. Jeff Gordon, number two. Kevin Harvick, number three, Kyle Busch, number four, and Greg Biffle, number five. Now, stag, I need to stay and run. I'm in the way to get more fans interested in NASCAR. So we'll see. In the day with sports news, in the beginning of the quarter qualifiers, for the Russian Winter Games, the U.S. sled team to beat the Canadian sled team 2-1 to advance in the American bracket. The Nation win the American bracket next week. As the games begin, winter qualifiers. And that's about it for the game today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm glad Cowboy Reddy's cousin, the mighty Omar from WUFO in Buffalo, come on here. Cowboy Reddy from WCNM 1450. The Art SO of Richmond, Virginia. Also, I think I had to help out Michael with England this morning with Soldier Radio and the Raw. Hour before my show. And the Badger Bad.biz. AmazonRadio.com, Monday through Thursday. 6 to 8 p.m. on the east, 3 to 5 on the west. Larry Badger and Tony McLean. Okay. Move on. Belated Roy Rogers will be here standing here in New York. Doreen Wade, New England former CEO of Buzz Massachusetts, and of course, Jeremiah Bruce Bucket in Elsville, California. Hope we have a good week. And support 2012. If we come back and visit the Globe again, we have Buffalo, Philadelphia, Virginia, and Chicago coming in. Also Jersey and Northern California. So enjoy your week and watch the NASCAR and see if Miss Danica come back. Danica Patrick will at least come in 1, 2, or 3. We shall see. Tomorrow, program note, will be the Baker's Banquet by Michael Ingram. But before that will be the Cove Music Box. We will be doing the 40 years of music on Stevie Wonder. Actually, 50 years of Stevie Wonder. I hope you enjoy it tomorrow at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern Time. And you hear songs like this from a man, Stevie Wonder. Come on, Andy, do you think?
We go out stepping on the cobra wire. no football hero or smooth Don Juan. Got empty pockets, you see, I'm a cold mess, son. Can't give her the things that money can buy. But I never, never, never make my cookie cry. And it's all right, see the changes. I'm sorry, because my heart is true. Just that baby, everything is all right.